claiming that the presence of an intelligence versus an undirected process is detectable and testable with scientific
Peter's
methods.
Of course I made a jump. Let him talk.
I believe in punctuated equilibrium. Thank you.
So Peter, what do you make of the Cambrian explosion? Do you hold a polyphyletic or a monophyletic view of the history of life?
You know, I was hoping we'd get to that. And one of the really wonderful things that we do compare is Cambrian explosion. I've been up to the Burgess Shale. And one of the real interesting things about the Burgess Shale is that the damn Canadians control it so tightly. Are there any Canadians here?
A little too late now on that one.
I was a landed immigrant. Richard Nixon was not going to kill me, but I came back. And what I'd like you to know is I've been up to the Burgess Shale, and what happened there is that you have to carry out all your own wastes. So all the scientists who go up there get a tin can with your name on it. So anything that you produce, you bring back down out there with you. Steve Gould was up there, and not only did he have to carry out his own waste, he had to be carried up on a sedan chair and came back again. But it's an amazing place for understanding, I mean, this view of life and this grandeur of life. Now, what's so spectacular is the Burgess Shale was really thought to be the only real window into the past so we could get soft-parted creatures. But a fantastic new place, as you know, Zhengzheng in China, we now have another window 10 million years prior to the Burgess. The same sort of preservation where not only the fossils, not only their hard parts, but soft parts are preserved. And lo and behold, they're less evolved than the Burgess. It's a two-part snapshot. If you ever want the most fabulous reaffirmation that evolution took place, you just look at the Burgess and look at Zhengzheng. And I think you have a tremendous sense of a tree going back towards its roots. Evolution is writ large in almost biblical proportions, excuse me, if you go out and look at the rock record.
I disagree with the assessment. I've also been to the top. We got a big kick out of it. I took my son.
Your cans?
Yeah. Well, the fact that we made it back down and Steve Gould had to be airlifted off. You know, a couple years ago, we sponsored one of the leading Chinese paleontologists in your department to come speak in your department, J.Y. Chen. And I dispute your assessment that you have lesser complexity at the base of the explosion. The Zhengzheng fossils are beautifully preserved.
Oh, they are.
And you have trilobites, where they've now discovered fishes there.
But what I'm saying, they're less. The lobopods, for instance, we go into lobopods. You've got far more complex in the Burgess than your Zhengzheng. Evolution has increased diversity. It has increased complexity.
You have some animals that are less complex because they weren't known before.
Okay, trust me on this, Stephen. Trust me on this.
I've written on this too.
No. You can't go there with this.
Anyway, J.Y. Chen is at your department, and he doesn't accept the tree picture. He says it's upside down. You get the major diversification, major innovation of form right from the base of the Cambrian. And that's not an argument. That's a gesture.
No,
in case
mine.
You've not taken logic. Afterwards, he's very skeptical of universal common descent.
Yes, that's one. And now I can cite 100 who absolutely disagree with
him. He was asked, you're so skeptical about the standard Darwinian doctrine of universal common descent. And he said, well, in my country, he says, you can question Darwin, but you can't question the government. He says, in this country, you can question the government, but you can't question Darwinism.
Now, let's...
All right.